I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel. This week on Wordmaster, come with us to the American Midwest to meet a young man who teaches English to speakers of other languages. Lots of other languages.
His name is Josh Atherton. He taught English in South Korea for 3 years, and now he's teaching a class while he works on a graduate degree in education at the University of Northern Iowa.
It's a writing class for students from other countries. He has 20 students from 17 different countries.
It's a challenge, to say the least. I'm charged with teaching them standard American academic English. All of the students come from different cultures, and the academic languages that they have learned sometimes are very, very different from the academic language of America.
Argentina, Bosnia, China, Ghana, in fact, two brothers from Ghana. He's got them all.
Yet, as Josh Atherton has learned, his students are already familiar with some areas of American English, maybe a little too familiar.
I think the most interesting thing for me is the students have a very hard time understanding the role of swear words and curse words. These students, they know the words, the swear words from movies and whatever they've read on the internet, but they don't know necessarily all the connotations that surround this type of language.
Right, they don't have the experience with it. They don't have the context.
Exactly. So they feel it's appropriate to talk like this in class and to talk like this in their writing.
And that's not the only thing the students have a hard time adjusting to.
You know, I tell my students, okay, in this paper, in your academic papers that you're going to write for American institutions, I want to see your thesis, which I explain is the answer to the problem that they're addressing in the paper. I want to see your thesis in the first paragraph, and they think, well, doesn't that spoil the mystery or the suspense of reading the paper if you know the answer before you hear all of the relevant details behind it?
Maybe so, but what they're learning is the traditional formula for American academic writing.
Introduce a topic, create a problem, answer that problem with your thesis. Okay, paragraph one addresses this point. Paragraph two addresses that point. And the conclusion now restates your thesis, sums up all the information, and maybe provides a little direction for the future.
Right now, Josh Atherton is teaching the students how to do research. He talks about the need to give proper credit.
That way, the students don't appear to be copying the words of an expert and claiming them as their own.
Plagiarism in an American academic institution is seriously, seriously discouraged. And I tell my students, you know, if you're caught plagiarizing, you at the very least fail the paper, probably fail the course. And the students, you know, their initial reaction is, why so serious? What you know, what's the problem?
The students tell him that in some of their cultures, they're taught not to give their own opinion in a paper.
So the idea is don't try to change it. Don't try to paraphrase. Don't try to summarize. Just cut and paste. And that's the idea. Whereas in America, I teach my students, well, this is not enough to go out and tell me what these people have said. You have to do some critical thinking and you have to synthesize.
Meaning?
You can quote them.
You can quote them, right. But, you know, and then I have students who have an entire paper of quotes. And, you know, maybe, you know, one or two lines, truly in a 5 or 10 page paper, one or two lines is something that they've written themselves. And I say, okay, you know, this is not appropriate. You need to have fewer quotes and more critical thinking.
They're not just writing, they're also writing in a language, peculiar language in itself of academic writing.
Yeah, exactly. I work my students through multiple drafts. So I tell my students when they first draft any of the papers that I sign, I ask them to do a lot of free writing. I tell them to put down their dictionaries. I tell them to keep their pencils moving and just write as much as you can without paying attention to grammar and syntax and vocabulary. If they have something they want to say, put it in their native languages if they can't think of how to say it in English originally, just to get the thoughts onto the paper.
Josh Atherton, a graduate assistant instructor at the University of Northern Iowa.
If you're in the mood to write, our email address here is word@voanews.com or write us at VOA Wordmaster, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA.
With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.